Nico Horning here, pregame with West Michigan Whitecaps manager Rene Rivera after a 17-year-long campaign in Major League Baseball. Rene, thanks for taking a few minutes here before the final game this week in Peoria.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it for the opportunity, and I'm grateful for my God gave me the opportunity to play for long, and now helping the youth and the younger athletes overcome adversity and hopefully make it to the big leagues.
I love it. Let's start with just a couple questions about your career before we get into you now on the coaching side. Eight different teams, drafted by the Mariners back in 2001. Maybe the Padres and the Mets, of course, can be mixed in there. What allowed you to have just such a long career as a catcher in the major leagues?
I think it's preparation, dedication. Have the opportunity to learn from other people and put it in play. I did, play for many teams, different teams. So that's some people say we'll bounce around. I would say that I was doing something good that people like it. And as a catcher, I dedicate for my pitchers. Try to make them comfortable. Try to make them the best they can be. I think that's helped me out to play for long.
Who were a couple of those mentors that you had throughout your time in the majors?
I mean, it was so many. I think the first one, Roger Hansen, was a catcher coordinator in Seattle. I went there really, really young, 17 years old. And, he made me who I am right now. I think that made me mature quickly. He made me understand the language. When I got out of Puerto Rico, I didn't know any English. So I have to learn in the hard, in the hard way. So he made me doing that. And, he made me worry about the other people than myself.
You caught many different guys in the majors. Who were a couple that maybe were the most fun to catch and a couple that were the most challenging because of maybe the stuff that they had?
I mean, fun to catch was everybody. I love being behind the plate and help them be the best they can be. There's a few guys that helped me out in my career, helped me out played for many years in the big leagues and, established myself as a big leaguer. So, Andrew Cashner, when I was in San Diego, Ian Kennedy, when I was in San Diego, Chris Archer, when I was in Tampa, Felix Hernandez in Seattle, Jamie Moyers, have given me the opportunity to play at 18 and, 20 year old in the big leagues. Catching him, so there's so many out there. Noah Syndergaard with the Mets, I was his catcher, helping DeGrom once in a while. So it's just a mix of everybody, but at the same time that was they knew that I prepared myself well. They knew that I care about them, so it was easier for them to pick me.
Nico Horning here with West Michigan Whitecaps manager Rene Rivera, longtime MLB catcher. Now you're here on the other side of it as a manager and trying to give back to some of these catchers and all the players, obviously, as a whole. You talk about protecting the pitchers and building that relationship. How do you approach that with your catchers here and building their foundation with the guys?
So that's a simple thing. It's preparation. When a pitcher look at you, you always start taking notes and reading the scouting report, understanding how the pitch to their hitters, what's the weakness, what's the strength. The pitcher will trust you. And that's one thing that I tell them, like, hey, prepare yourself. Give everything you have. Yes, we have to hit. We have to perform in the other side of the ball game. But as a catcher, what you do behind the plate can take you long ways. So that's my approach to our catchers. And our players, you just play hard, work hard, and be the best you can be on a daily basis.
The game's changed a lot since you first entered the major leagues, and now you're kind of here on the other side of the new rules, whether it's the pitch clock or the quick game or whatever. How has that impacted the catcher position over the last few years?
I don't see it, not much. You know, I think that that's the stuff that, you know, they brought in the game. The clock, it is what it is. I think that it benefit the pitcher. Because now the hitter cannot think too long, and you just go right at it. So that's beneficial for our catchers, you know, in calling the games. But I don't see really any different. I play the last few years in my career. I played with the clock, and I didn't feel any different than before.
That's good to know. When did coaching or managing kind of become into the picture for you? Did you know you always wanted to do it? Or obviously being a catcher always helps with the next step.
Yeah, I always thought that, you know, I always knew that career is going to be over as a player someday.
Sure.
I mean, there's not even a player that played, you know, for 50, yes, but 60 years, you know what I mean? But I knew that I love this game so much, and I know that I have the opportunity to help somebody, and why not helping somebody in the minor leagues have the opportunity that I have. I'm playing the big leagues for many years, and or getting better and make an impact as a person, as a player too.
What's the most rewarding part of being a manager for some of these guys and seeing their success at this age?
I think it's most rare is having the opportunity to call him up to the next level. You know, that feels so impact for myself and my coaching staff, that our work that we did to that player, he pay off, and they feel grateful for it. We got, you know, a big sample. We work with Valencia in 2024 when I was the bench coach in Lakeland, and you know, he played in the big leagues with a hit in the first at bat, a homer. That's grateful that people don't see, but we make an impact on the player, and he have success when he matters.
Last question for you. Speaking of Lakeland, you become the manager last year, and you win the Florida State League championship in the first year. What confidence has that built for you to come in here at the next level and try and do the same thing?
You know, I'll be honest, I don't think about championship. I think about development. Yeah, you can win all the championship in the minor leagues and you know, having this all the awards, but there's nothing else grateful to have the most players in the big leagues that you work with, especially in the minor leagues. You know, the big leagues is different. The big leagues is winning. The big leagues is making to the World Series. But in the minor leagues, he's helping the big league club to be successful. And that should be our job. That should be our mentality. Yeah, the winning aspect is part of the development, but I always believe that if you develop the right way, you're going to win eventually. So that's what I'm, you know, always thought, always thinking, and always we work forward with that.
Love the approach. Rene Rivera, thanks for the time. Class act as always, and good luck the rest of the season for your Whitecaps team.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.